Greetings, OnlyTans. Today is Friday, February 9th. Yesterday, we had a check-in with the chat, and we discussed things like the trade deadline, the for-the-win packs, the fast break lineup that we were setting for the day, the new team packs that were announced, and we also talked about a couple of tangentials, including the Apple Vision Pro, including the lady in China who sold $13 million of wares on TikTok in a week. And then we had some kind of off-kilter suggestions from the chat, including the return of Trumpy. So hopefully you enjoy it. And recall that nothing you hear on this episode should be considered financial advice. And let's jump right into it. Everybody, let me just play with this camera a little bit. Let's get right. All right, I think that's right enough. How's everybody doing? Nice and close. That's how we like to be. Nice and close to each other. Nice and cozy. It's February 8th. It's Thursday. It's the trade deadline, the NBA trade deadline. And we have some moves being made, and I feel like we could perhaps review some of those moves and see if any of them feel like big moves. What I've seen so far, I don't know what you guys think. We have Sneeps in the chat saying that Doug to the Pacers is a huge move, definitely going to shake up the East. I'm not sure I agree with that one. Let's see. I'll share my Twitter. We can look together at what's going on with the trade deadline. So why don't we look at that together? So Joe Harris is being bought out from the Pistons. I didn't even realize he was there. I mean, that's kind of nothing. Let's see. Bulls wanted Kuminga. Where's our trades here? I know the Knicks did pretty decently. The Mavericks did pretty decently, but this is not showing me much. DeJounte's not going anywhere. This Twitter account's not very good. I should have prepared. I had it on my phone and now I can't find it. But I know that the Knicks improved. They got Bojan. So let's go find that. See if I can find that real quick. All right. So the Knicks got OG Bojan Burks without relinquishing a first round pick. So that was obviously before, but now they got Bojan. So yeah, I think the Knicks are probably the big winners of the day. And I think the Mavericks are a close second. We know that the Celtics got Xavier, great defensive player, not much of an offensive player. Anything else? Let's go to Waj, actually. That's a good place to go for the latest and greatest on trades. We know that PJ Washington got moved. Anything else interesting here? So the Raptors are keeping Bruce Brown. The Celtics are trading Delano Banton. Okay, nothing there. I know that the Sixers got Buddy Hield. None of these moves, in my opinion, really move the needle a whole lot. I think that Bojan Bogdanovic, I definitely pronounced that wrong on purpose. He will definitely be good for the Knicks. And Grant Williams is no longer on the Mavs. He's going to the Hornets. What a shame. I don't think Buddy Hield really moves the needle, though. I think the Sixers still, if Embiid isn't healthy, of course, then their season is pretty much dead. I don't know if he will be healthy, honestly, by the playoffs. I don't know much about a torn meniscus or whatever that piece of cartilage is in the knee, but that seems pretty serious. Yeah, Doug McDermott to the Pacers, like I said, I don't think that's a big deal. Pat Bev to the Bucks. Now we're talking. Now we're going to see the conga line. We're going to see the Bucks doing the conga line with all the wins that Pat Bev is going to add. No, I don't think that's a big deal either. But PJ Washington, Grant Williams, they seem like pretty similar players, honestly. I don't know if any of you guys have some better intel than me. Thad Young, not doing much in the league these days. Gordon Hayward also like can't really stay on the floor. I mean, it's a nice pickup for the Thunder. I think I like that pickup, but it's not really going to do too much, I don't think. Let's see what else. James says, glad to see Trey Mann out of OKC and get some game time. Sneeps asks, Shams or Woj. Olynyk's heading home. Tandy, why the Doug slander? I'm not slandering. I just don't think he's going to be, you know, make a huge difference. I think he's a good role player, though. I think the Pacers, if they catch fire at the right time and if Haliburton is healthy, then anything can happen. That's what we saw in the in-season tournament, which, by the way, is now going overseas for the next year. The Emirates, the Arabs of Emirates, have now bought the rights to the in-season tournament. So Shakran. What is some more Arabic? I don't know, but Shakran means thank you. That's what you're going to be saying when you're watching the in-season tournament next time. But yeah, the Pacers, they can put a run together. They are a streaky team that can get hot, so they could be dangerous. Sixers, if Embiid's not 100%, obviously I don't see anything happening there. Bucks with Doc Rivers has kind of been a joke thus far, but I suppose you got to give Doc Rivers a little bit of time. But I don't think anybody expected Doc Rivers to come to the Bucks and get slapped around like they have thus far. Celtics, though, also haven't looked that great lately. So it almost feels like the East's a little bit uncertain at the moment. But anyways, I'm still looking at anything else interesting going on here. The Knicks with Bojan Bogdanovic is definitely the biggest pickup, and Alec Burks from the Pistons. I think that's definitely going to fortify the Knicks. The Knicks are the strongest team after today thus far. And I suppose there's still more work that could be done. Gafford to the Mavericks is a great pickup as well. Those are my favorite pickups today. Gafford to the Mavericks and Bojan and Burke to the Knicks. And it's fun that Kelly Olynyk gets to go back to Toronto. That's fun. So anyway, I guess that's all I got so far on trade deadline stuff. I don't know if anything else is catching you all by the eye. Let's see what else. Doug is basically a sneaky all-star, says Sneeps. Desired says the Utah Jazz are finalizing a trade. Yep, Olynyk to the Raptors. And we need Yabusele to return, says Sneeps. I agree. So that's about it in terms of trade deadline talk for now. We might see some more stuff, like I said, but we got other stuff to talk about today. We have other stuff. We have our For the Win pack that was just released and that sold out without any problems, as I predicted. We also saw the trade ticket drop that came after that. This trade ticket drop was a little bit different than before. It was less trade tickets and a lesser chance at a rare. But at least you got to use your trade tickets, and isn't that nice? And we also can talk a little bit about the leaderboards on the For the Win pack, because some people are upset about that. So we can talk about that a little bit together. We can work through this. Get on the couch. Sit on my couch. Green Curry says, I just bought two Wiggins, and then there were four rares since the Warriors never traded him. Been eyeing that moment for almost 2 years. You got to have doubles, right? You got to have two. And Desired says it's Bagley season. Sneeps asks, will Fournier cook in Detroit? No. Highly doubtful, Sneeps. Highly doubtful. Top Shot just tweeted about MGLE breaking news. All right, so let's get it. Let's get over there. Let's do a little breaking news clip and let's get over there. And by the way, I know we like to talk about Judgy, and I know we will include the handshake later if Stan Love's in the chat, which I believe he is. But that clip made me think of him, the breaking news clip, because I first heard it when he used it, honestly. But there's a new season of Love on the Spectrum. And if you guys remember, Judgy and I talked about that show. So if you want to watch Love on the Spectrum, it's the most delightful cringe that you can watch. It's very delightful. It's very innocent, but it's also very cringe. So if you're into that, Love on the Spectrum, new season on Netflix. That's right. All right. So let's look at the new tweet just now from NBA Top Shot. Here we go. Looking at this together, 1 minute ago, we're right in there, right on time. The gold standards, metallic gold LE, featuring the top NBA players from each team and their best highlights to pack draws are now live, guaranteed rare or a chance to get a rare. So that would be the Quick Rip. And the rewards are Embiid, Scoot, and Jokic. So there you go. Those are some nice rewards. Everybody would love a Jokic, I'm sure. And if we look at the pack page, here it is. 69 bones for the guaranteed rare, 10 bones for the Quick Rip. So if we click into this, we'll get a little bit more detail. There we go. Let's look at some of the moments. These are, hold on, lowest count total. Let's go to the rares. All right, so we got, well, all right. We got some nice rookies in this pack. I didn't realize that those were in this pack. You got 5 Chets, 5 Wembys. You got 10 Scoots, if you're into Scoots. 10 Brandon Millers, 10 Thompson Twins. So those are the rookies. You got all these other rookies in there too. 29 Bilals. Any other rookies you guys have your eyes on? But 34 Grady Dix. All right, here's my MG Elise. All right, here's the MG Elise. Let's look at them. You got a Kawhi. You got a Jaylen Brown, a Jalen Brunson, Jabari Smith Jr., Franz Wagner, Tim Hardaway, Jaden Ivey, Brad Beal, AD, Anthony Davis, Tyrese Halliburton, Giannis, Kat, Jimmy Butler, Jordan Clarkson, Jordan Poole, what a stinker he put on the other day, huh? De'Aaron Fox, Jalen Johnson, that's a nice one. I think that's his only rare, if I'm not mistaken. Kobe White, Jalen Williams, LaMelo Ball, Coom Buckets himself, Jonathan Kuminga, Herbert Jones, RJ Barrett on the Raps, and Cam Thomas. So it's a pretty decent lineup. I mean, I think you probably don't want to get hit with Herb Jones, Jalen Williams, maybe, although he does put on some stats for a fast break. Jordan Poole, I personally wouldn't really want Jordan Poole. But who are you guys looking forward to ripping in this pack? Let's see what people are talking about. Fournier will definitely cook in Detroit, says Jeb. Players in the new MGLE are nice for fast break. Stan Love says hashtag add. $69 for one rare is kind of high, says Desired. So the only thing I would say to that, Desired, is I thought that as well the last time there was the drop, and no one else thinks that apparently, because these things sell out very quickly. So that's that. But this is not a chance at a second one, right? It's just the one, I think. It's the guaranteed rare, the one guaranteed rare. Hugo is here. Hello, Hugo. Hope you are doing well, my friend. And the Jaylen Brown is fire. Oi, mate, we got GB Australia over here. He's about to say what you're talking about and then saw fast break. And Jumpshoot said, we ain't ripping a G Tandy, we flipping. Okay. And I think that is what a lot of people are doing nowadays, and that's okay. Some of us need to complete the set. You're going to be flipping to Boston Base. So congratulations, Jumpshoot. You will be flipping, and Boston Bates will be purchasing. And recall, of course, that, God, my nose is itchy. Recall, of course, that the series long challenge is a Wembanyama. So for those of you who want to get your hands on the Wembanyama MGLE series expert challenge reward, you got to collect all these. Doesn't mean you have to collect them on the day of the drop, but you need them before that snapshot is taking place, whenever that happens. So that is the MGLE drop. The other thing I wanted to talk about with you guys also was this thing about the For the Win leaderboard. So some people on Twitter, including my friend Steve, was getting a little irritated about these For the Win leaderboards because they were requiring all-star moments, all-star rares and legendaries, where the For the Win moments themselves were other players. So if we were to go and review who those players were, I think it was Malik Monk. It was James Harden. Who else? I'm kind of drawing a blank here. Let's see. For the Win, let's see. Yeah, we had like Anthony Simons, James Harden. And I guess we can share that too. Let's just play show and tell. Why don't we? Show and tell time. Here we go. Anthony Simons, James Harden, Karl Anthony Towns, Malik Monk, Jared Allen. I think that was it. I think these other ones were from the previous drop. So that pack, again, you could get, what was it? Two at a chance of three, if I'm not mistaken. And the moments that you had to burn to get up on the leaderboard were all stars. And people were saying, well, I see what Top Shot is up to. They have like an ulterior motive. So here's what I'll say to that. I believe that the reason they were all-star moments was because we are right on top of the all-star break. That's my take. I think if we see this done again and again, then we might be onto something, that there's something, there's some other ulterior motive. But for now, I think we should sort of chill a little bit before we start getting too upset about the leaderboards being around all-star players. I also think that the existing players in this drop, there wasn't that many players, first of all. And some of those players, it's not like they had a crap load of supply and these leaderboards would have really made a huge difference. There were also other leaderboards that did contain those players. So I don't think it's as bad as some people might think. Anyway, that's my take. That is my take. And Tandy was hanging with Sawyer. I know, because my nose is still itchy. My goodness. I don't know why my nose itches when I stream. Anybody know? Maybe this microphone's like got dust on it or something. But anyway, that's the story on the For the Win drop. And now we got this MGA Elite drop, and we shall see how that goes. But I have a feeling it's going to go exactly how it's gone before. There's going to be demand. It's going to do just fine. And I'm curious, actually, if we already have the leaderboards available for that one, or if they, yeah, so we do. So in that one, we already have our leaderboards available for the MGLEs, and you can see that these are player specific. So it's not like we are now only burning all-star players or anything like that. And I will probably burn my Jaylen Brown because I overpaid for a Jaylen Brown MGLE a while ago, and I want to swap it out. So I wonder if I can do that now. Should we do it live? Oh, it's not here. Where is it? All right. I guess I'll have to try it again later. as far as I know, I would burn a Jaylen Brown rare to get on this. No, let's see here. Submit Jaylen Brown MG Elite. That's exactly what I have. So I'll have to try that again later. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. Jump Shoots asking, didn't this just happen with the freshman gems? Was it what just happened? Was it all-star? And Desired said, my worst play, burning rares for the bird rare leaderboard. You know, not every leaderboard is going to be a winner, Desired, unfortunately. Jump Shoot says, do we get another all-star set like last season? So last season, if I'm not mistaken, we didn't actually have an all-star. It wasn't a release. It was basically fandom moments that were minted to demand. So you could get your like Mac McClung fandom moment. And this year you can get like, what's his name? Jeremy Toppin or something, like the fake Toppin brother. So I'm actually kind of surprised that this Mac McClung has held some value. Look at that. It's a $3 moment. I forget what the minting price was. I want to say it was like $5 maybe, but look at that. People want to buy this guy. Boba NFT must be onto something. Look at him 20 hours ago, and he's trying to buy up all of the Mac McClungs. What do you think, guys? Does Boba NFT know something? Are people buying this for some reason? There's some purchases. Look at this. Three purchases today of this Mac McClung, although that was for $2. So it looks like the floor has been raised over the last couple of days of this Mac McClung. And it was the number 9 serial, by the way. Russ Bertino bought this last year for 400 bones. And Cute Nick bought the number 4 for $100. Anyway, that surprises me, to be honest. Okay, so there you go. If I had to guess, I would say that we'll get the same thing this year. We'll get the minted to demand fandom moments, but I have no intel, so I have no idea what that's actually going to look like. So Boston Base says the leaderboards are up, but they're not working yet. Weisberg is in the chat. Jacob Toppin. Weisberg, I will call him Jeremy Toppin if I want. All right? And there's nothing you can do about it. Okay. Yeah, good deal, says Boston Base. Sneeps thinks that maybe people are buying up because of fast break contests. Ooh, I mean, you might get burned doing that. That's all I'm saying. You might be right. You might not be right. If you like to play games, though, go ahead. And Desire says the leaderboard burns for the same player that you burn. Yes, exactly. That's how it usually is. The leaderboard burns for the same player that you burn. However, on this most recent drop, the For the Win pack, the burn, you were burning all-star players. And that's why some people were a little bit confused why that decision was made. And I don't think it's as nefarious as some people are thinking. That's all I'm saying. That's my take. I could be wrong, but that's my take. Let's see. What else you guys want to talk about? Should we set our fast break lineup? Should we do that together? So I don't know about you guys, but yesterday, fast break crushed my dreams. It crushed my dreams. And I should have listened to Mike Zakarian, but I didn't. And I got crushed. Paul George with 8 three-pointers attempted and 0 made. Steph Curry, 4 three-pointers attempted. Since when is Steph Curry only taking 4 threes? Any Warriors fans in the chat? Weisberg, I know you were watching that game. Help me out here. What the hell happened that day? What happened yesterday? CJ and Hero were the big winners for me. They actually played well. But otherwise, it was a big old L, huge L. And I was thinking about playing Miles Bridges, but I wanted to win with someone who doesn't beat his wife. I guess I need to rethink that, though. All right, so Jump Shoot saying, help me with fast break for tonight. I hate plus minus. Okay, so from my limited knowledge of how to strategize on a plus minus night, basically, you want players. So this is what I got so far, but I might change this because basically what I'm going for is I think the Bulls are going to beat the Grizzlies. And if we go to ESPN.com, we can actually get a good look at what are the lines, the Vegas lines. Now, just beware, because last time we did that and everyone was jumping on the Minnesota Timberwolves train. And guess what? They lost to the Spurs, right? Or did they lose the Spurs? I think they lost. Yeah, they lost to the Spurs and their plus minuses were terrible. The Celtics lost at home where they had only lost twice all season, but they lost at home to the Clippers and they were all like minus 20 every single player. So if we take a look right now at the games happening tonight on ESPN.com, you can look. And by the way, you can all make fun of me because you can see what time these games start for me and other people in Europe. Everybody cry for me right now. Can you see that? Can you see 12 a.m.? Well, that deserves a hello, darkness. Where is it?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Yeah, boo-hoo. The game started at 12 a.m. for me. All right, so let's look at some lines here. We got the Pacers that are favored by 5.5 with quite a big point spread at home to the Warriors. So, like, I wouldn't hate putting some Pacers players on my team. And basically, you're trying to put players on the floor that outscore the opposition when they're on the floor. That's how I understand plus minus. Correct me if I'm wrong. Then you have the Magic and the Spurs. Now, this was the pick last time. People wanted to pick the Timberwolves, who had a similar points at home, or I don't know if it was home or away, but similar points versus the Spurs, and they gave it up. But there you go. You would think that putting Magic players in your lineup is also a good move. You might want to just put the Magic random players from the starting lineup and the bench, and you would get your win that way, as long as they get the total minutes. Another big point spread. You got the Cleveland Cavs favored versus the Nets by 7.5. So there's a lot of plays here that should win you on this day of the plus minus. You want to choose players from winning teams. Yeah, I see people are laughing. They're saying tear in my beer for Tandy. Wait, Don't you have universal health care? Well, here's the thing about universal health care here in Portugal. The doors are so wide open to immigration that if you need anything done universally, you might wait literally months and months and months for anything to get done. So even though there is such thing as socialized medicine here, you have to get a private plan if you want to get seen, basically, with any timeliness. So I unfortunately also have a private plan. Badeline says it's 1 a.m. for him to watch games. Well, I'll cry in my beer for you as well, Badeline. So James says that the Spurs are back-to-back flying to Orlando. Wemby didn't get his 10 hours of sleep. That's true. He didn't get to read his book at night. So that's why I'm picking Orlando. That's a great piece of advice there, James. And I would also say that the Warriors are also coming off that back-to-back, and throw a couple Pacers players in your lineup as well, I would say. The Magic are also 15-7 at home. All right, so then you got the Mavs and the Knicks. Now, for this one, I wouldn't touch it because any team could win this game. I would not touch that one. This one, where I thought I was pretty confident in the Bulls, you can see that they are only favored by 6.5. It's also a pretty low point total. So you never know. This could be a trap game, and I might need to rethink my strategy here. Again, Bucks versus T-Wolves, it's almost an even line. It's the Bucks by 1.5 points. You would stay away from that game. Phoenix is favored at home. But again, I don't feel that great about that one. They're favored by 6.5. Nuggets, 3.5 on the road versus the Lakers. Stay away. And Portland, 6.5 at home versus the Pistons. But I would probably stay away from that one as well. So if I would have to choose, I would probably say I might look at a couple players from the Pacers, a couple players from the Magic, a couple players from the Bulls. Or if I had to just choose one team, then I guess you just go with the logical one, which is the Magic. So you would just put a bunch of Magic players in your starting lineup, and you would just hope that they smoke them. But at the same time, you'd make sure that you're not putting only the starting lineup in, because you need to spread the wealth, especially if it's a blowout. You want those bench players in there who are also going to be racking up the minutes. So that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you want some Magic players and maybe maybe sprinkle in a couple other ones from the ones that I mentioned. So I know that I do not have Paolo Banchero, unfortunately. But let's take a look. So we're going to live build right now, build together. So I don't feel terrible about putting some Bulls players in there, but doesn't feel as sure of a thing. So let's just see. I'm not even sure who I have on the Magic, but let's take a look. Ooh, I do not have a lot of Magic players at all, but let's put France in there. Let's put Wendell in there, and let's put Cole in there. How's that? Let's put those three in there. And then I kind of like the Pacers. So hopefully this doesn't bite me in the ass. But I kind of like the Pacers. So I actually need to check if I need these guys for later. Let's put Nesmith in there, and let's put TJ in there. How's that? So that's what I have for now. I might change this later, but that's what I have for now. What a beautiful looking lineup. There you go. How do you guys feel about that? You feel good? Want to copy my homework? That's what I want to do for now. All right. Boston Bay says, are you joining Bike Zakarian on the Feloton streaming side quest? Did Bike Zakarian get himself one of those Felotons? I don't think I could fit that in my room here, unfortunately. But if I could, I would definitely like to. So, yeah. Top Shot Hotshot says, I think I'll copy. All right. So there you go, guys. If you want to copy my lineup, there you go. There is the lineup you want to put in there. It's a nice, affordable, very accessible lineup. And there you go. And look at that jump shoot coming in hot. Super sticker. Ice cream so good. Where is it? Ice cream so good. Thank you very much, jump shoot. Yes, yes, yes. You come here for the solid alpha to win on fast break. We hope. We hope. We hope that we win on fast break. All right. Well, what else, fellas? Let's see. We talked about the trades. We talked about the for the win. We talked about the all-star burns. We talked about fast break for tonight. You know what I'm actually curious about? Sometimes you can do fast break for the following night too. Can you do that yet? No. But tomorrow is going to be offensive rebounds. Are the Hawks playing? They are. So you're going to want the Hawks, Agunkwu. You're going to want him. What other offensive rebound collectors are here? I mean, Milwaukee, you probably want Giannis. If you got a Saboner, you want a Saboner. If you got a Jokic, if you got an AD, you could probably use your studs tomorrow if you still got them. Look at this. QA expert saying, I didn't think about the Orlando play. Makes sense. You see, guys, you come here, you get the alpha, baby. You get the alpha. We're all going to celebrate. Everybody on this stream is going to make the same lineup tonight, and we're all going to celebrate, or we're all going to feel like crap. Deal? Deal. Fist bump. All right, let's do a little fist bump. Let's get a little cleanse.
So, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. That was an awkward fist bump. Don't put that.
All right, we love the fist bump. What other news do we have? I know that the Top Shot community updates, I believe, shared some news. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go, Top Shot updates. Let's share it. It's a lot of show and tell today, folks. We like our show and tell, don't we, folks? We love our show and tell. We like showing and telling. All right, so we got our show and tell. And heads up, new collectors. New team packs are actively being built to replace existing packs with a fresh new offering that includes a chance at hitting a rare team moment. So I have questions. I have questions. I want to know if these are, hopefully they're not new team moments, but let's see. Or maybe they would be cool, actually, but I can't decide, actually. Do we want new team moments, or do you want to win existing team moments? How do you guys feel about that? I feel like team moments make more sense if you're going to mint new ones at, like, the end of the season, purely based on the collectability. I like the idea, though, of these team packs. I think they're good for people who are just getting used to the platform. I believe there's also a voucher where you buy one of these as a new person, as a new user, and you get your money back. So it seems like a kind of a winning purchase, if you ask me. For those of you who go buck wild on them and buy 20 or 30 or 40 of them at a time, what should we say to them? We should say this.
Stop it. Get some help.
You know, you do it for fun. You do it for the shits and giggles. You do it to open at the game. But you don't do it because you're making a big old speculative play. That's all I have to say about that. Anyways, it sounds though that the existing packs are getting replaced. You know what? I had another question about this, and maybe this is a dumb one, but are the teams that are sold out, are they going to get new packs? I would imagine they are. And what happens to the existing packs? What happens to the existing packs that are not sold out? Questions. We have questions. Boston Bay says the previous pack sucked, but the previous packs had a chance at rares as well, didn't they? So, like, are we thinking that the odds are going to be different this time? Are we thinking the odds are going to be higher this time? Are these going to be better for us for that particular reason? What do we think? We have people in the chat. Tate, Jake the Shake, he might actually get the Raptor pack, he says. Matt wants them to be trade ticket packs. Banana, let's effing go. Hamburglar Helper, make them trade ticket packs. Russ says, I'm not falling for those packs. And that guy is looking at the packs. He's looking at the packs. All right. So that guy looking at the packs. Desired says we need more trade ticket drops. I don't disagree. I think it's good to get trade ticket drops. We need more. And Jump Shoot says, when kiosk? Good question, Jump Shoot. I've been asking that every day. So let's see if we got any other news, guys, from the Woj or the Shams. Let's look at the Shams. Does the Shams have any news for us? Let's take a look. Together. Forever. All right. Victor Oladipo has been waived. I mean, he's not even playing still, right? He's recovering. And there's a strong market developing for Spencer Dinwiddie. Anything else? Warriors are trading Corey Joseph to the Pacers. I mean, are any of these things getting you excited? Are any things getting you hot and bothered? Marcus Morris getting bought out from the Spurs, so he'll probably end up on a playoff team. And Daniel House. Yeah, no one that's really getting me too excited here. But anyway, that is that. Yeah, Killian Hayes, no good. Monty gets paid a bunch of bucks to cut Killian Hayes. So sad. So sad. What else do we have, guys? I did have a little tangential. Should we do a little tangential? Let's load it up. Let's do a little tangential and let's get educated. Here we go. All right, so now we're talking about the Apple Vision Pro. I'm sure you guys have seen these videos all over, and it was on my thumbnail for today's stream. But I've been seeing videos like this right here. Hold on. Of people sitting next across from each other at lunch, pinching the air, just plugged in with a screen right up against their face like that. See? And there was even somebody at the Celtics game the other day. I think Boston Base actually shared the photo. Somebody sitting in the front row and wearing one of these microwaves on their heads. And the way I feel about this is I think this would be cool to use for short periods of time. So like you're sitting there, you want to watch a movie, you're sitting on the flight, you want to watch a movie, you want it to be a massive screen, and you're all like completely engulfed in this experience. Sure, for that, I think it would be cool. But the fact that people are wearing this around and they're wearing it like all day long, and they're literally, there's a screen right on your eyeballs. And that's something that I'm also questioning. Why, when I was a kid and when most of you were kids, why were we told not to get too close to the screen? Don't stand up right next to the TV screen. It's really bad for your eyes. Don't look at the computer. Look at me. I'm wearing glasses these days, probably because I stare at screens too much. I stare at the computer too much. You know what you're supposed to do, by the way, little health tip for you guys, is when you're looking at the computer, you're supposed to look away and focus on something far away for like every 15 minutes. So do I do it? Of course I don't do it, but you're supposed to, right? Now people are going to have screens on top of their eyeballs for hours at a time. How is this a good idea? I just don't get it. Like I get that it's probably a fun, immersive experience to play as if you were playing like a video game. But for people to wear this all around town is ludicrous to me. I think it's crazy. So I don't know. What do you guys think in the chat? Would you wear these things all day? Would you pinch the air? I can't get my head around it. I think that the ones that Ray-Ban released with Meta, I'm sure that product also isn't very good. But those ones make more sense to me. They're not as like microwavy on your head. They're glasses you take on and off. It's a smaller form. And I think that something like this would be fun, but for short periods of time. Let me watch a movie on it and then let me take it off. That's about it. What do you guys think? Let me see. This is our future, whether it looks dumb now or not. Says Top Shot Hot Shot. Jump Shoot says the car looked dumb at first too. And Boston Bay says, I look at a picture of Tandy every 15 minutes. That's true. That is something you can do. You can print out a picture of my face and put it far away in your room. And then every 15 minutes, you just look at my face. I think that's actually a really nice idea, Boston Bay. Thank you for sharing that idea with the chat. And James says, it won't be long till someone walks out into traffic and dies with this on. I agree with you, James. I saw a video already of Casey Neistat, who's one of my favorite YouTube creators. I don't know if you guys know about Casey Neistat. He's pretty huge by now, but he was wearing it and he was walking up the subway steps and like stopping on the steps and looking all like unsure on his feet and pinching the air. And like, yes, someone is definitely going to walk into traffic with one of those, or walk into a pole, or fall off the side of the Grand Canyon, or who knows. But the other thing too is like, you're looking through a camera of what's in front of you. So you're literally like, again, it's a computer screen. You're looking into a computer screen for hours and hours and hours as you're moving around. It doesn't seem like something I'd want to do, but I would like to do it to watch a movie. So that's about it. That's how I feel about that. The other kind of funny thing as well, I have one more little thing. Let me load it up for you. So there's this woman, the new meta, the new alpha is people selling stuff on TikTok. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's this woman. Hold on. It's kind of amazing, actually. But this woman is a live streamer on TikTok who spends only 3 seconds promoting each product and made $18.7 million in 7 days. So here we go. Here's what it looks like. There you go. Taking it out of the box, slapping it away. Showing you the things, slapping it away. Look at the box, slapping it away. Look, slap. Look at the thing, slap it away. Look at the thing, slap it away. I mean, very efficient, very efficient. And $18 million in 7 days. That's a lot of money, guys. You could buy a lot of MGLE packs with $18 million. I'm just saying. Pretty amazing. I think people tune into her because she has this deadpan look on her face and they think it's like funny. And if that's true, then kudos to the Chinese audience. The fact that you can look at this and just appreciate that it's funny, I appreciate that. I give you credit for that. But apparently, TikTok told this lady, you got to stop. You can't do this anymore. You actually have to show people the product a little longer than this. You can't just have people buying stuff because they look at a picture of the t-shirt for literally half a second. You can't let that happen. Not allowed anymore. Not allowed anymore. So on the one hand, like I said, I think it's kind of amazing and funny. I'll also say that if I could purchase clothing for myself in 3 seconds, I would rather do that than like go to the mall or like, I don't, you guys probably all shop at like online these days, but for those of you who don't, you go to the mall, there's always someone there like, can I help you with anything? Like, no, please don't do that. Don't ask me that. If I need your help, I'm going to ask you for help. You know what I'm saying? That is probably the biggest pet peeve I have when I go to a store. Like, just let me, I don't know if I'm just like an introvert or I just don't like people that much, but like, can you just let me look at the stuff and don't come here asking me things? And if I need your help, I'll ask you for help. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the equivalent of like when you get in an Uber and they just want to start up a conversation. Like, can you just not do that? Like, unless I want to talk to you. Anyway, I might just be a humbug at the same time. I don't know. So let's catch up. Jumpsuit Chef, would the Vision Pro be good for porn? Jumpsuit, I think it would probably be alarmingly good for porn. Scarily good. So good, in fact. Well, I'm actually kind of worried about the future of like our children, because this is going to be normal to them. It's going to be all encompassing and it's potentially problematic. I think it's potentially problematic. It's definitely going to affect the social scene. I remember like 6 years ago or more than that when I was in two memories come up. I was in like a Chipotle in New York City and there were all these really young kids and they were all on Snapchat. And this was like, I mean, years ago when like Snapchat was just coming up. And before that, I remember I was in Venice, Italy. Yeah, I know, showing off a little bit here. But I was on like a ferry in Venice and that was the first time I saw TikTok. And that's the first time I saw a girl, like a young girl with her phone who was doing like the dancing in slow motion and then it would speed up. And then that was TikTok. And because before that it was Musical.ly and that's what all the children were doing. It's going to be that, but even more all encompassing and even more all connected. And so if you think now it's bad where people or kids are not really interacting with each other and they're only doing it over DMs and doing it over videos and sharing Snapchats, now it's going to be even worse. And now they're going to be even more plugged into this stuff. And whether it's for porn or whether it's for whatever else, for entering the metaverse or looking at people and it feels almost better than seeing them in real life because it's more vivid and it's more convenient and you know you can wear your adult diaper and just keep on using your your thing and stay in the metaverse for as long as you want. I think that is kind of where we're going. Like, that's the trajectory. And that scares me a little bit, to be honest. As a person with two small children, I worry a little bit if that's really what the future looks like. QA says, this is all too advanced for me. I still don't have AirPods. You know what, QA? You don't need AirPods. You can just go on AliExpress and get these things. Those are like $6. Or these things. Those are also like $6 and they work great. They're not as seamless as the AirPods, but they still work. Jumpshoot says, low energy. Alexa says, Shaq 2.0. Are you talking about the Chinese lady? I think so. Stan Love says, in Demolition Man, in the future, only cyber sex was allowed, and they used seashells for the bathroom? They used seashells? What, they made dookies inside of seashells? Interesting. Boston Bay says, not long before someone uses AI to look at a naked version of you in real time in public. I saw that as well on Twitter, Boston Bay. Someone was making like a mock-up of what that might look like. And yeah, of course that's going to happen. Of course it's going to happen. There's already like AI that is completely seamless. You saw that thing that happened with Taylor Swift, by the way, where Taylor Swift, someone had made AI nude illicit photos of Taylor Swift, and they were spreading around like crazy on Twitter. That is just the beginning. This is going to happen on a much wider scale. It will happen where you'll be able to put people's face on anything. I mean, you look how I'm able to put Bikesorarian's face on a picture, and you think that if somebody wants to put Bikesorarian on a Korean schoolgirl, if that's what they're into, that's what it's going to be. And it's not going to be a photo anymore. It's going to be a video. If that is what's going to happen, you can bet your bottom dollar on that. I promise you that. And I don't think that anyone can do anything really to stop it. And that's what is concerning. Because if our kids have access to that, they're going to see all types of stuff that they shouldn't. That's why Elon Musk is all freaked out. That's why he wants control. He doesn't want to allow AI to keep on rapidly expanding, but I think it's like the internet. I don't think there's a whole lot you can do to stop it. I mean, I know we're really going on a tangential here too, but look at ChatGPT. What you and I know about ChatGPT is only a small percentage of what ChatGPT can really do. And ChatGPT, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's kind of gotten more dumb lately. Like you'll ask it something, it'll be like, I think you should talk to a professional about that. Like, why is my foot all itchy? I'm not going to tell, but your ChatGPT, I'm not telling. Go to the doctor. That's pretty much what ChatGPT has become, unfortunately. Desired said, catfishing to the moon. Top Shot Hot Shot said, everything is Taco Bell. And Stan Love says, Tandy, you haven't seen it. Peak Wesley Snipes. Yeah, I should probably check it out then. Should probably check it out. Boston Bay says, you just gave me an idea. I hope it's not a bad idea, Boston-based. So what else should we cover tonight, folks? What else do you want to talk about? I gave you my tangentials. We talked about the team packs and the fast break, the plus minus. We're all going to have the same lineup, right? We're all agreeing that we're all going to have the same lineup. For anybody who's late, let me show it to you again. We're all agreeing that we're all going to go down together. We're all going to win together. Here it is. This is the lineup we're choosing. Right here. That's the lineup. A couple Pacers and a few Magic players. That's what we're doing. We're all going to win together. For some reason, nothing is showing up right now. They all have periods for their names. But you can still see their beautiful faces, at least. Neuralink had their first implant, says Jumpshoot. Pretty soon, the Vision Pro will be implanted in our kids. I think you're right. I think that is the fear, honestly. And I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. All right? Okay. Let's see what else we got, guys. I'm seeing if there's anything else going on the trade deadline news. I'm not really seeing anything. Apparently, the Sixers fans are expected to pursue Paul George. I guess that would be on the offseason. Well, I don't know if I feel comfortable putting Paul George in my fast break lineups ever again after last night's stinker. Unless maybe he's due. What do you guys think? Is Paul George due? when your players have a huge stinker like that, or they do. And by the way, this is the second time that Steph Curry put up a huge stinker on three-point nights. So I don't know if I trust Steph Curry again. I thought that Klay Thompson was going to be the one putting up the stinker yesterday because he hasn't been playing in the end of the game. He had sort of a hit to his confidence. And meanwhile, Klay Thompson hits a bunch of threes and Steph Curry doesn't. What is up with that? And Andrew Wiggins with 21 points yesterday, by the way. So Klay Thompson was 4 of 5 from three. And Klay Thompson actually played more minutes than Steph Curry. He played 28 minutes and Steph Curry played 25. I think this is because the Warriors beat up on the Sixers by 23 points. That's probably why. Anyway, Trump Tandy should wish Team Hall a happy third birthday. You're right, I should. I wonder if I can get that going real quick. I have to find that camera. But anyway, ask some more questions in the chat, people. We still have a few more minutes. We can still hang out and talk about whatever you guys would like to talk about. I don't have too much news today. I wanted to get a guest on. I wanted to bring on a prop betting sharp to see if we could gather anything from what they do for a living. And I was talking to someone in the DMs, but nothing's happened with that quite yet. So Boston Bay says, predictions on Biden versus Trump. Will you leave the country if Trump wins? Yeah, everyone will leave the country, right? That's what they all say. Yeah, that's it. I'm leaving Portugal if Trump wins. I'm going to Spain, damn it. Let's see. There we go. Look at me. Look at me. Look how beautiful I am. Look how beautiful I am. Wow. I'm so big and beautiful. So big and beautiful. Everybody loves me. I'm so handsome and pretty. Look at my skin. It's so beautiful and tan. I've never looked this good before. Look how beautiful I am, everybody. I look really nice. Wow. I look so great. I could just stare at myself right now for hours. In fact, that's what I like to do before I get in the shower. I look at myself in the mirror for a long, long time. Anyway, I'm here just to say happy birthday to Team Hold, or as I like to call them, Team Mold, or Team Fold, or Team Old, because it's old news. Everything they do is old news. Rehashed garbage. Crapola. That's what we like to call it. Crapola. Poo. We like to call it poo. We like to call Mike Zakarian Messy Mike. Messy poop. Poop in his pants made a big old poop. Mike Zakarian. Poop in his pants. Sitting there in the chair. So many hours. Lots of poo. I visit Mike in his apartment. I say, wow, it smells like poo in here. It's a lot of poo going on in here. Wow. Very strong poo smell. God bless America. Well, there you go. You asked for it. You got it. Boston Bay says, I sound like South Park's voice for Saddam Hussein. And QA saying, team expected value minus vibes. Top Shot Hotshot loves it. Hugo says, so Sue? Sue with a crying face? I don't know what that means. Boston Base wants more mic material. What do you want? What do you want? I'm really grasping from nowhere. I'm really reaching here. But I guess, if you really ask,
Boston Base, you want more? Okay. We have 3 minutes. We could just do poop jokes for 3 minutes. People love poop jokes. People love when I talk about poop. And they love when I talk about Mike Zakarian pooping. Oh, I hear that Mike is going to do a show on his bike. Isn't that so nice? Isn't that so sweet? Oh, it's so cute. Isn't it so cute that Mike Zakarian's going to do a show on his bike, his little bicycle? He's going to ride his little... I wonder if Mike Zakarian's going to put on his little padded bum shorts. I hear he loves wearing those. I hear he likes wearing them even when he's not on his bike, folks. They call him padded bum shorts, Mike Zakarian. Poopy Mike. I like to call him messy poopy Mike. You think he's wearing a diaper under those shorts, but they're actually his padded bike shorts. And now he's going to have a bike. He's going to have a bike to wear the padded bike shorts. But he actually likes wearing the padded bike shorts. He likes wearing them on the chair, too. He likes wearing them on the chair. Isn't that right? We love Mike. We love Poopy Mike. We love it when he wears his bike shorts. We love it. And he streams for so many hours. So many hours, Mexicarian. Streaming for so many hours. What's he even talking about? I don't even know. It's like when you used to leave the ESPN news on and he would show you the same story over and over again, the same highlights, but you were too lazy to change the channel, weren't you, folks? You just sit on the couch, so lazy. So lazy. We call him Mike Depends. Mike Depends, says Boston Base. Poopy Mike with the Depends likes the adult diapies. Likes the diapies. Likes the diapies.
What are you guys doing to me? Jeez. You know what's going to happen too is like my wife watches at the end of the show. You know, like when she wants me to come help. And so she like tunes into the end of the show and she's gonna be like, is this really why you can't help me? Team holding is pooping unsuccessfully. Yeah, we got a lot of poop jokes today, guys. That's just how it's going. Okay. Top Shot Blazers. How's the kid doing? The kid's great. Top Shot Blazers. Thank you for asking. Both the kids are doing great. Jump Shoot saying, how about the fart in the jar lady? Jump Shoot, you were supposed to reach out to the fart in the jar lady to try to get her to jump on the stream, right? You should tell me how about the fart in a jar lady. I don't even know her name. But I swear to you, if you could get the fart in the jar lady on, I will absolutely have her on and we'll ask her about her favorite collectibles, digital and otherwise. What else do you like to collect besides your own gas, lady? And she'll tell us. And it might be interesting and it might make for some wonderful content. QA says the Carrion vibes on Top Shot are always EV negative. He should move on. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I agree. I mean, when he's upset with it, I can see that. I can see that sentiment. But I think the fast break content is pretty good. And you know what? I think there's no such thing as bad press, as they say. I really do. I think if people are talking about something, it's a positive, even if they're not happy. Jumpshoot says, this is what we're doing and we're worried about our children. I know. What am I talking about, Jumpshoot? Who should listen to me? Nobody. That's who. Strong finish. Tandy says Boss of Base. Thank you. Joseph says, hey, it's a guy thing. Jumpshoot says, I don't know her name either. I got to do research. Well, guys, listen, we're over an hour. Once we were at that 50 minute mark and I covered everything, I was sweating for a little bit, but then a wonderful suggestion to just start doing Trump, Mike Zakarian poop jokes. And that got us over the line. So I appreciate you guys. By the way, we have one Twitch viewer, you should leave a comment so I can highlight you. But I made a video the other day. It's a little rough, but I want to share it with you anyway. The idea behind this one is whenever a Twitch guy is watching, I play this.
Twitch guy!
I don't like it that much. I feel like it needs a little bit of, it needs to be cleaned up a little bit. But there's something about it that just is funny to me. Should we play it again? Should we watch it one more time?
Twitch guy.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Jumpshoot's right. He's what if it's a girl? Stan loves likes it. If Stan loves likes it, I know we're on the right road. We're on the road to success. Jeb loved it. He loved Poopy Mike. We got to make sure Poopy Mike plays that and reacts to it because it's like 5 minutes of Poopy Mike jokes. QA says it's good cringe. Oh, boy. Yeah, good cringe. The best cringe. And if you want delightful, heartwarming cringe, Love on the Spectrum. New season, folks. Great show. New season of Love on the Spectrum. If you want heartwarming cringe. And if you want like dramatic, crazy cringe, you got 90 Day Fiancé. Those are the two reality shows that I watch. All right, everybody. I think that's it, unless you guys have anything else, but I should probably be going. So thank you so much. Thank you to the Twitch guy. Thank you to the Twitch guy for being on Twitch. I appreciate you, Twitch guy. Anyways, I guess that's it for me. Let's see if there's any other trades. I don't know what time exactly the trade deadline cuts off, but let's see. And enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. And then we'll have the MGLE drop next. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. And thank you to the Twitch guy. And we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye. Static selector.